Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Thursday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we are looking at scriptures concerning marriage and words from the Word of God for couples. Married couples, the book of Ephesians, chapter number 4, verse number 26, "Be ye angry and sin not, let not the sun go down upon your wrath." Verse 27, "Neither give place to the devil." We said on Monday that was a word of caution. The sundown rule, dealing with our problems before we go to bed and make sure that we have a clear conscience and heart one to the other. And then on Tuesday, we dealt with the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 7, where the Bible there declares, verse 5, "Defraud ye not one the other." And we said here we have a word of correction concerning the marriage relationship. On yesterday, Romans 12, verse 10, a word of condescension. The Bible says, "Be kindly affectionate one to another, with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another." The key there is preferring one another, putting the other's wants and interests and needs before our own. Spoil each other, in other words. Well, today we're looking at a word of care. And in this word of care, the order of care and the priority that we should place upon our cares. The Bible declares to both parties in the marriage, verse 21 of Ephesians 5, "Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God." Now, that is a task in and of itself, but here very plainly, both the man and the wife are given and reiterated that we're to submit one to the other as far as the wants and needs and those things, and to prefer, as the book of Romans said, one another. But then the Bible goes on with more specific instructions in verse 22 of Ephesians 5. "Wives, submit yourself unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything." Well, verse 25 now, we've seen that the wives are to submit. Well, the Bible says in verse 25, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. And so, wives, submit, husbands, love." And there's a chapter break, but Ephesians 6:1 says, "Children, obey." "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth." My friend, if we would take these three simple and yet very hard to live principles from Scripture and apply them, how much safer and better off our homes would be. And understand that the spouse comes before the father and the mother. We're to leave our father and mother. The spouse comes before the children. And the children come after the interest of mom and dad, one to the other. And may I say that if we would put these things in the right perspective, in the right order, how much happier and how much more solid and how much more well-adjusted would our children be and would our homes be in this present day in which we live. Our Father, we pray that you would help us to apply scriptural principles to our lives and homes. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.